This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED releases WIP fact sheet. Draft hazardous waste permit to be released Tuesday, December 20th. On Thursday, December 8th, the New Mexico Environment Department released its fact sheet for the draft Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP Hazardous Waste Permit. The draft fact sheet is a way to let New Mexicans and the Department of Energy, DOE, know about the Environment Department plans for the 10-year renewal of the permit. WIP is a deep geologic disposal site for plutonium-contaminated wastes generated from the production of pits, or the triggers, for nuclear weapons. WIP is located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. It first opened in 1999 and is supposed to close in 2024. The Environment Department summarized the new and more protective conditions it is considering. These include prioritizing the disposal of waste generated prior to 1999, called legacy waste, from cleanup activities in New Mexico, such as at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, which DOE owns. LANL is located on the Pajarito Plateau above the Rio Grande. The Environment Department says it will tie closing WIP to the end of the 10-year permit term unless DOE provides an accurate inventory of all remaining wastes to be emplaced at WIP. DOE wants to keep the site open until at least 2080. Thus, there could be a 50-year gap between what the Environment Department wants and what DOE wants. The Environment Department will require DOE to submit an annual report describing its steps to site another geologic repository in a state other than New Mexico. Laws passed by the U.S. Congress have always considered WIP to be the first but not only repository. Yet, DOE has not begun finding another disposal site for nuclear weapons waste to fulfill promises to New Mexico and distribute the waste disposal responsibilities across the country. The Environment Department Cabinet Secretary James Kinney stated, quote, "The New Mexico Environment Department is taking a strong stance to protect the health, environment, and interests of New Mexicans. The proposed permit changes clearly prioritize DOE's cleanup of legacy contamination in our state while holding the DOE accountable," end quote. The draft hazardous waste permit, about 1,200 pages in length, will be released next Tuesday, December 20th, for public review and comment. Joni Ahrens of CCNS encourages you to get involved in this process. Check out the CCNS website to explore public opposition to WIP and to find fact sheets and sample public comments you can use and modify to submit your own comments. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to support CCNS's work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.